Okay, there we go. All right, praise the Lord. I am so excited to be with you this evening.
और प्रभु दास कह रहे हैं सारे जमती जी और मैं बड़ा खुश हां आज रात तुम्हारे सब के विचार आके
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर बीइंग हियर
और इथे आने के लिए थोड़ा सबका असी दिल तो धन्यवाद करते हां
I would like to share with you a story of God's miraculous intervention. It'll be 6 years this coming July that the Lord saved my life and allowed me to save the life of my daughter. So what you see on the screen before you is the beginnings of the testimony.
ਔਰ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਸਕਰੀਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਚਕਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਹੈ
This is a picture of me in the hospital in July of 2017
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਮੇਰੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਆ ਜੁਲਾਈ ਦੇ ਮਹੀਨੇ 2017 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਂ
As you can see by the picture, I have a feeding tube in my nose and I have an apparatus breathing for me in my mouth. I have a brace on my neck and it appears that I have some damage to my face.
ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਿਲ ਧੜਕਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਮਸ਼ੀਨ ਜੀ ਲਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਵਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਵਿਗੜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ
I had been a passenger in this vehicle
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਗੱਡੀ ਤੇ ਬੈ ਕੇ ਕੰਡਕਟਰ ਸੀਟ ਤੇ ਬੈ ਕੇ
When this truck pulled across the road in front of us. And we impacted the vehicle at 88 kilometers. We hit the vehicle so hard that we, as you can see in this picture, knocked the cab off the frame. My daughter was driving the vehicle. She was 15 and a half and had her learner's permit. She turned the wheel slightly to the right so that she didn't run into the driver's side door.
ਔਰ ਉਹ ਉਹਨੇ ਗੱਡੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਚਲਾਈ ਤੇ ਗੱਡੀ ਐਡੀ ਸਪੀਡ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਕੰਡਕਟਰ ਸੀਟ ਦੇ ਕੰਡਕਟਰ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੰਡਕਟਰ ਸੀਟ ਵੱਲ ਘੁਮਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸਟੇਰੀ
ਸੋ ਸ਼ੀ ਹਿੱਟ ਦ ਪੈਸੇਂਜਰ ਡੋਰ ਔਨ ਦ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਟਰੱਕ
ਔਰ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ
Conductor seat, I was on the passenger side of the vehicle, and I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. As you can see here, there's a great big hole in the windshield. The hole in the windshield was created by tools that were coming out of the back of the truck through the windshield aimed at my daughter. So when I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, I have a memory of knocking tools down with my hands and my wrists. I hit the steering wheel so hard that I flattened part of it. And because we hit at the side angle, the airbag did not immediately deploy. As you can see in these pictures, there's blood all over the steering wheel, the dashboard, and a pool of blood on the seat. That pool of blood belonged to me. And my daughter was covered in my blood, and they thought that she had injured herself severely. This next picture gives a glimpse of why there was so much blood, so be prepared. This is a picture of my face when I arrived at the hospital. They airlifted me in and called my wife and said that I probably would not survive. In fact, they gave me a 2% chance to live. I had died at the scene, and my daughter said that I convulsed violently and then sat up. But my wife is a woman of faith, and she immediately began to declare that God would save my life. Psalms chapter 3 was what the Lord gave her in declaration. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head high.
ਔਰ ਅੱਗੇ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਹੇ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਟਹਿਲ ਢਾਲ ਹੈ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਿਰ ਦਾ ਉਠਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ
I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain
ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨਾਲ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਪੁਕਾਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਪਹਾੜੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉੱਤਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
I lie down and sleep, and I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Before I move on to the next picture, let me explain. This is my eye, and the plastic is covering my nose. What they call this is degloving your face.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਬਦਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਕਿ ਉੱਪਰਲਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਥੱਲੇ ਆ ਜਾਣਾ ਥੱਲੜਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਉੱਪਰ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਣਾ
I was on life support in intensive care for almost 6 weeks
ਔਰ 6 ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਤੱਕ ਮੈਨੂੰ ICU ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਸਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਦੀ ਖਾਣ ਪੀਣ ਦੀ ਨਾਲੀ ਲਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਸੀ
In the first 5 days that I was in the hospital, I had 17 surgeries. I broke nearly 40 bones in my body. In this picture here, you can see the feeding tube, the breathing tube, and you can see what the repair work is that they did on my face. In this picture, you can see where I broke the base of my skull on both sides, and I broke my neck at C3, front and back. And in the second picture, you can see where I broke my back in 3 places between T1 and T5. I also broke my right rib cage. Here's a picture of the scar where they did the surgery on my back and my neck. If you'll remember, I mentioned that I was knocking down tools with my hands. And you can see the fracture points on my hands and my wrists where I broke both hands and both wrists. I also broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur. This was on my left leg. And they had to use a rod and screws in order to put that back together. Now, breaking my pelvis, my hip, and my femur might well have been enough, but I wasn't done. I also have a double compound fracture of my tibia and my fibula on my left leg. However, they said that my left leg was my good leg. That's because, as you can see in this picture, I crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia. In fact, the damage was so severe that they had to use a plate and screws and bone glue in order to put the tibia back together. The damage was so severe that I also severed the nerves and the main artery below my right knee. Here's a picture of me in the hospital. You can see how wrapped up I am. And they had to put on these halos in order to hold my legs in place. The swelling became so severe in my lower right leg that they had to do what's called a double fasciotomy.
I
ਸੰਜਾ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਲੱਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸੋਚੀ ਗਈ ਏਦਾਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਕਾਰ ਚੜੀ ਆ ਪਰ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੇਸ਼ਾ ਕੱਢਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਲਾਸ਼ ਦਾਵਾ ਉਹਨੇ ਕਿਤਾ ਲਾਮਾ ਡਬਲ ਕੈਸ਼ ਆਉਣ ਗਈ.
That's where they cut open the leg and insert a sponge and they insert tubes in order to pull the fluids out. I was unable to walk on this leg for almost 7 months. And so here's a progression of me moving from intensive care The second picture shows me the very first time that I ever sat up. Praise the Lord. In the third picture, I'm in the acute care unit. And in the final picture, you can see that I'm holding the hand of my daughter who was in the accident with me. And in this picture, I have finally come home, and this is a picture of me and my family just a couple of months after I arrived home. Hallelujah. This other picture over here shows me and my precious wife who was praying for me and with me the whole time. And down here at the bottom is a picture of me at a dinner with my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan. Hallelujah. And a lot of people ask me what happened to my daughter Jackie. Well, about a year ago, my daughter Jackie got married. Hallelujah. and I was able to walk down the aisle with her at her wedding. Hallelujah. And then after I walked down the aisle, I was able to officiate her wedding. As she married my son-in-law, Isaac. And here is a picture of my entire family celebrating that wonderful day. Hallelujah. Now I want to show you one of the scars that I have from my time in the hospital. Let me see if you can see. This is the scar on my leg. Can you see that? But here's what I want to show you also, and that is, hallelujah, I can stand and I can walk and I can move around. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I want to talk to you about the God that saved my life and brought me back from the dead. Hallelujah. How many of you would like to hear more about the God that saved my life? I want you to know first and foremost that He loves you. And I want you to know that He wants to have a relationship with you. John 10:10 says that He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But we also need to understand that there is an evil one who desires to steal that life. And that will create confusion and deception. And that the original nature that we are born with is a nature that is at odds with God. And that as hard as we try, we cannot build the bridge that we need in order to fix that relationship. But this loving God has made a way for us to be able to connect with Him. And a way by which for us to be transformed. And this is the good news of the message of the gospel. That while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ sacrificed His life for us. He paid the penalty, the price, for all of our rebellion and disobedience. But He did not remain dead. Because He rose from the dead on the third day and is seated at the right hand of the Father. So the good news is that our old nature, our sin nature, gets crucified with Christ. It is completely and fully destroyed. It is dead and buried. And we are risen with a new nature that is secured through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is what I offer to you tonight. A relationship with God through Jesus Christ that will transform your life. And what is this thing that separates us, that so overwhelms that a first nature?
ਔਰ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲਗਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਲਪੇਟੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੜਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਅਸਰ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੈ?
This behavior has a name, and it's called sin. Sin is more than just doing the wrong thing. The nature of sin that we have within us is actually an enemy of God. Sin does not like the God that I'm talking about. And it blames God and is angry at God. But this is because it believes lies. And the sin nature that we are born with works in conjunction with the sin to keep us bound. But Jesus Christ came that we might be set free from the bondage of sin and death. Now we might ask ourselves, how do we know who this God is? And the Bible answers that question. There are three ways in which God reveals himself to us. The first way is in creation, everything that we see around us. From how we are created to how everything around us is created, it leads to one conclusion. And that conclusion is that something created us and created everything around us. Let me try to put this in very simple terms. Perhaps for the skeptic.
I
Imagine that someone comes to your house for a meal. And so you spend the time in the kitchen to prepare such a meal. And so you present the meal to your guest and they eat of the meal. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a pretty good cook. They're going to like this. And so they take a bite and they say, this is very good. And after a couple of more bites, they say to you, you must have had an explosion in your kitchen, and that's why this food is sitting on the plate. It is likely you would look at them rather funny, thinking, how could they think that an explosion created this dish when I know that I cooked it? The same logic is used by many when they discount God's involvement in creation. I see it. The evidence is, without question, God created the heavens and the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command this storm to be still. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak protection over this place. I remind this storm that the name of Jesus Christ is greater than the authority moving you right now. So in the name of Jesus Christ, be still. Hallelujah. 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 So now we know that he has declared himself and shown himself to be strong and to be able to calm the storms. It is this same Jesus that I want to introduce you to tonight. He reveals himself through creation. He reveals himself through his spirit. And he reveals himself by giving us the faith to believe. And by this, we know we can put our trust in him. So let me just cut to it like this. I mentioned just a little bit ago that it's sin that separates us from God. Sin is are those things that we do that we wish that we wouldn't do. The God of the Bible has given us initially the Ten Commandments. And those commandments are the things that are of greatest importance to God. But the reason that they're important to God is because they are the things that if we follow them, that we will have peace in our own lives. We've lost the connection here, folks, so hang tight. We're having some issues staying connected. I can't hear you, Pastor. Are you with me? Hello? Okay, now I hear you a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hello? Having a little bit of technical difficulty, folks. This does happen on occasion. We have to remember that we are literally reaching across the world.
Our permission,
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
You can pray for all the people.
Yes. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
आइए सब दुआ करेंगे.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now. Just repeat after Pastor Samuel, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us of our sin. We believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for that sin. And we desire to see a new nature in us. So we ask you to take away the sin. And we ask that Jesus Christ would be. And we ask that Jesus Christ would become the Lord of our lives. We make this declaration. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me.
जिन्हें
Let me pray this for you right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and fill this place. I want to ask you to repeat this after me, please. Holy Spirit, please come and fill me now. I ask the Holy Spirit fire to burn up and destroy everything in me and around me that the enemy has placed. And I ask now to be filled and cloaked by the Holy Ghost. I declare that no weapon formed against me will prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy all sickness and infirmity by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And I speak healing right now over every person at this place and listening right now. The Word of God says, By the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, we overcome. I declare a powerful and I declare a powerful and life-changing testimony for every person who has attended this meeting, who puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done this night, and we bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you now that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. I tell you that Jesus Christ is gaining victory in India right now. That every hindrance the enemy intended is destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh. Lives are changed in the name of Jesus Christ. And to his glory and honor, amen. Yeshua Sike Yom K. Yeshua Sike Nam K. Breakthrough now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, folks, I'm going to sign off. Thank you.